Yeah, I'd say I eat quite differently from when I was younger. I used to refuse to eat a lot of things. It's very picky. So yeah, most vegetables were a no. I'm not entirely sure why, because I refused to try them, so I didn't actually know whether or not I liked them. Now, yeah, I eat most things. Still don't like mushrooms or smoked salmon. But yeah, so I keep kosher, which means that I can't eat every meat, so I can't have any pig or like shellfish and quite a few things. So when I'm at home, so I live in London, there's a much wider range of like meats and stuff that I can buy. So when I'm at home, I tend to eat a lot of meat. And then at uni, I'd say I'm pretty much pescatarian. So I do cook fish sometimes, but a lot of the food I eat is veggie. Yeah, I'd say I change my diet probably quite frequently because when I'm at home, there's just a lot of like junk food and unhealthy food lying around, which I eat quite a lot of. And then I don't like eating it, so when I come to uni for like the first couple of weeks, like few weeks of term anyway, I just try not to buy any junk food. But by the end of term, that doesn't go too well. But yeah, I'd say the only reason I really change it is to try and be healthier and eat more fruit and veg, and cut out junk. I'd say my meal breaks completely depends on what I'm doing. If I'm in a rush, having quite a busy day, or like at work, then I don't need very long for lunch. I just eat it quite quickly. But if I'm like eating dinner with friends or my family, then that's a much longer period of time. Like, it could be a couple of hours. Or again, like we quite often have family friends over at the weekend or go to other people, so that's a solid like 3 or 4 hours eating lunch and sitting around the table chatting. But then again, if I've got a lot of work and essays to write, I might just quickly go and grab some dinner or just cook something quickly, which doesn't take very long, about half an hour. And yeah, if I'm just cooking for myself and eating on my own, I might watch a bit of TV. But yeah, I try not to, or yeah, try and eat with people, or just not stare at a screen for any longer than I already do. And yeah, I think the cost of food does affect like what I eat. A lot of my friends eat almost all their meals in college, but because I'm like mostly eating veggie food at uni and there's not many nice options, I tend to cook a lot for myself. And veggie food is quite cheap, and so I'll often make something like in bulk and just eat it for a couple of days, or just cook things that are quite cheap to save a bit of money. I also just tell myself that I can go and make a cup of tea and it will cost me barely anything. So you can't really justify spending like £3 or £4 on a coffee or a hot chocolate. But I do sometimes as like a treat. But yeah, it depends whether or not I have time to kill or want an excuse to go and get one. Like, as you become more independent and go off to university, things that I might used to have considered a treat, like getting a hot chocolate or an ice cream or something, actually becomes quite like normal, because you have the freedom to do it more often, that and you might tend to do it more often, that it's not really that special. I pretty much never eat ready meals. I think I've actually only had like one in my life, that was a few weeks ago. Because, well, I suppose like when I walk into Tesco, because of like dietary restrictions, there's not a huge amount that I can eat, and anything that I could buy, I know that I can cook a lot better for cheaper. Yeah, when I was younger, like my family always encouraged us cooking from like a young age. So yeah, almost like all my meals at home are home cooked. Like when I was younger, like sometimes I'd cook for the family, but just coming to uni, I much prefer my own food, and also you can control like what's in it and how much you can get, and I just don't think it tastes any better if it's been pre-made. I've got quite a few favourite foods. This one's a bit strange, but I love green olives. Like, I could eat like a whole jar on the go quite easily, but obviously try not to because it's quite salty. I just think they make everything so much nicer. My mum's chicken soup is also one of my favourite foods. Yeah, it's just very comforting and so yummy. And a lot of fruits as well. Like, I love lychees and pomegranate seeds and watermelon when it's like perfectly ripe. I just absolutely love fruit. It's a bit strange. I can eat easily like up to 10 a day. Like, my fruit bowl in my house is just like always overflowing. I just love fruit. I think it's like the best thing. They all taste so different, and I guess like they're sweet as well. But yeah, it's got fibre as well. It's a nice thing, like first thing in the morning. I'd say I think that like, when I'm kept busy and just got like lots to do and I'm not really distracted, I really don't give food much thought. But I think it's like when I've got like a lot of, just, like not time on my hands, but just what I'm doing is quite boring or like I just don't want to be doing my work when I know I should. And I think I tend to think about food way more often and maybe overanalyze like what I'm eating or whether I should be eating this and just planning a lot more. I'd say when I'm really upset, yeah, I generally go for the unhealthier food. Sometimes it's not necessarily like sugary, like crisps I love. Sometimes just chocolate. Or I love baking, so I might just make some of my friends come over and I'll make them pancakes or something. But yeah, I don't always associate like wanting to eat with being upset. I think it's just more when like I've just been like stressed for ages and it's coming to the end of term and I'm just fed up with everything and it's like just every emotion, then I probably do eat comfort foods and yeah, ice cream. Yeah, I would say that any food I would associate with pure pleasure would have to be a healthy one rather than some unnatural like processed junk food, because even though like in the moment chocolate tastes really, really good, like I don't necessarily think you feel that good. Well, me personally, I don't feel that good after eating it. So I would say, yeah, pure pleasure is just like warm, comforting, healthy food. I'd say I have quite mixed opinions about sugar. I think it's often portrayed pretty negatively, but we have to remember that it is an important part of, it's like the basic human need, like it's part of our diet and sugar's just found everywhere naturally. I guess it's just when there's just excessive amounts of like added unnecessary sugar that, yeah, I don't think it's such a good thing. I think it's also snuck into a lot of foods and you're not aware you're eating it. So yeah, I think like with everything, it's fine in moderation, but when you just have it in excess, it's obviously unhealthy and doesn't make you feel good. So yeah, I try to avoid that. I suppose in like in our society, our reasons for eating are quite different from people around the world. I guess just on like the most basic level, you need food as a fuel for your body to look after it, keep it going, energy to do your daily tasks. But I think, yeah, probably in our society, well, actually no, like foods anywhere, I suppose, can also be for pleasure. I guess most people probably associate that with the more like unhealthy, sweeter foods. But I think that like now, especially like where we live, that because like the unhealthier foods are just so readily available and often cheaper than any healthier options, like this food for pleasure idea just becomes, I guess, part of everyday life, and a lot of people do have quite an unhealthy relationship with food. And I think that so much of our attention, I guess, like as a society is sort of focused on that, whether it's just like adverts everywhere or thinking about like should you lose weight, are you eating healthy enough, gym membership adverts everywhere. I think that we're sort of, well, not necessarily everyone, but there's quite an obsession with food and controlling what we eat and what we're putting into our body. So yeah, I think food is now more than like just a basic need. Might also add that I think maybe for me, like food was brought up just being part of like a social arrangement because of like my religion. So like in Judaism, food is like a central part of the religion. So like almost every week, Friday night dinner and then like lunch on Saturdays, I did mention, like we're often doing things with other families and I guess like food is the central part of that. And there's just lots of festivals and like everyone has like a certain food that is like the center of it. So I guess like, I was just brought up with food like being a central part of like socializing and being with friends and family. I suppose, like, on the contrast, there are also, like, some fast days in Judaism where you can't eat or drink for, like, 24 or 25 hours. And I think during those periods, like, I don't do all of them, but, like, the important, like, one or two each year I still try and do. I suppose, like, during those periods you really realise, like, how important it is and what, like, a central part of your life it is. Because by the end, like, almost every second, you're literally just counting down the seconds so you can have food and drink again. So, yeah. I think it's also quite an individual experience, how we perceive food.